What is up, everybody? Browning Athletics here for episode 3 of the podcast. I'd like to give a special shout out and thanks to everybody who's been following the page and listening in. I appreciate you guys just chiming into the podcast and just taking the time to really listen to me speak. Today's podcast goes out to a dear friend of mine who I feel is just going through a rough time right now. So we're going to name this episode, What It Means to Inspire and Why Not to Chase Perfect Content. I'll just kind of dive right in. I think sometimes we hold ourselves to too high of a standard. And, like, that's just it. Podcast over. No, I'm just kidding. But, like, you know, we hold ourselves to this, like, standard that we feel like we have to post perfect content. Like, the things we do end up having to be perfect. You have to post that picture and be like, okay, this is 100% it. But the problem is it's never going to be 100% it. And that's just being real with you. I do it myself, even with my social media, which that's one thing I'm like really been trying to end and I'm going to end, is stop pursuing perfect content. You don't have to have the perfect caption. Whether it's like sports, bodybuilding, anything like that. For me, you know, it's bodybuilding. I'm no longer going to chase like that perfect picture with the perfect shade of my muscle so I look just a little bit bigger and more cut. Like, I'm starting really not to care. I just want to post quality content. Like, content that my followers can view and, like, you know, be inspired by and be happy about, like, my growth and seeing, like, my journey. And that, like, you know, maybe that will inspire them to start their journey. But I no longer want it to be perfect. I just want it to be quality. When it comes down to, I think sometimes we just get overwhelmed with ourselves and overwhelmed with the standard that we have for ourselves. And secondly, I think sometimes we can be so caught up in trying to inspire that we ourselves become uninspired. And I think the solution to that kind of chimes into, like, you know, just wanting to post quality content over perfect content, but it also comes down to remembering, like, what you're doing this for. Why did you start to do what you do? What is it that you chase? What's your ambition? What's your goals? What joy does it bring to you? That, you know, maybe every night when you get home or when you wake up, it's the first thing you think about and it's the last thing you want to do before you go to bed. It's what you want to post on your social media, what you want to talk to your friends about and show them. It comes down to, like, this talent or slash skill that you have, like, how you put it into work. That's one of the things that I think can just be, like, a big struggle is sometimes we try so hard to use our talents to show people, like, what we have to offer that we, like, forget ourselves where we're at. And I think that also comes down to just getting the content out there. And, like I said, remembering what you're doing it for. And, like, remembering that, like, the people who follow you and the people who stand behind you, whether you post, like, quality content or, to be honest, whether you post shitty content, like, and, you know, it could just be shitty in your eyes, whether, like, it's shitty content on your level, your followers and the people who stand behind you are still going to love it. Like, they're still going to, like, smash that like button. They're still going to comment about it. They're still going to talk to you about it. They're going to praise you about it. Like, the people who are your followers and, like, the real people behind you, they're going to stand behind you 100%. Whether it's good content, bad content, it doesn't matter. And so I think it comes down to just remembering the talent you have, which kind of chimes into the next part I'm going to go into, is, like, using your talents, like, to show people what's up. Like, those are your talents. Like, why hide your talents? Like, these are the things that you get to show people. Like, this is something that's, like, unique and special to you and, like, truly, like, fucking defined you. So, like, I don't know why anybody would want to hide that, you know? And sometimes people do need to take a step back and, like, refocus, you know? Like, sometimes you just have to take a step back and go, okay, like, I need to work on myself. I need to remember this. But, like, that's why I'm making this podcast right now, is to, like, to remember that, like, you inspire because you're you. And just because of the fact that you use your talent in, like, such a positive way, like, that you guys use your talents in positive ways and, like, awesome ways to influence people and show the world what you have to offer. And I think that's super fucking kick ass. I don't want to run the podcast too long. I just kind of wanted to keep it simple, but I just want to say, like, I love you all. Your talents are awesome. I appreciate the content you post, and just, you know, even when you're at a standstill, push yourself to take a step forward. Like, resurface, put your feet back on the ground and get it done. I love you all and I appreciate you. Browning Athletics out.